Father will bless you this morning. We exalt your name, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace over us. We honor you, Lord. We bless your name. You are good and you are kind. Thank you, O Lord. We give you all glory. We return all glory unto you. We return all honor unto you, O Lord. We bless you. We bow before you. We say you are God. You are not a man. You are God from beginning to the end. We honor you. You are the Lord. We bless you. Thank you for your mercy, for your favor, for provision. We honor you, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. We lay our crown before you and we worship you. You are the Lord. Thank you, Father. And this morning, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 27th of August, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy and for his grace over your life. Honor him, for he is God and there is no one else. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, declare by the word of the Lord that the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I am not trapped in the midst of darkness. In the name of Jesus, for the light of God shine upon me. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that the glory of the Lord is upon me. I declare that I am established in the goodness of the Lord. I am established in glorious things. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare by the word of the Lord that the Lord open unto me his good treasures. In the name of Jesus, the Lord pour out upon me his blessing. In the name of Jesus, the windows of heaven are opened unto me and his blessing is poured out upon my life, upon my household. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that the hand of the Lord is upon me. The grace of the Lord abound in my life. The Lord cover me with favor like a shield. In the name of Jesus, this day I fall in alignment with the favor of the Lord over my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day I am connected to the help of the Lord for me this day. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord and I declare that no weapon that is formed against me will prosper. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, they are condemned. I stand against every evil weapon of the enemy in this day. Over my life, you are suspended, you are canceled, you will not prosper. I render you useless in the name of Jesus. And every evil word that is spoken into this day ahead of me, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. You will not stand. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare by the word of the Lord, the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that my portion no man will steal, my place no man can take. In the name of Jesus, for the Lord has established me in his goodness. I declare this day that the Lord enlarge my path beneath my feet so that my feet will not trip. In the name of Jesus, the Lord God anoint me today with the oil of gladness. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that the Lord teaches my hand to make profit. In the name of Jesus, I make profits this day. In the name of Jesus, the Lord rebuke every spirit of error in this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I am not perverted. I will not be perverted. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that my seat is not in the corners of darkness, is not in the corners of sickness, but I am seated with my Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare this day that I cancel every language of sickness, every language of infirmity. In the name of Jesus, for the chastisement of my peace is upon my Lord, and by the stripes that is laid on the Lord Jesus, I am healed. In the name of Jesus, sickness will not take away my strength. Sickness, infirmity will not take away my blessing. In the name of Jesus, I am established in the name of the Lord. My strength is renewed. Oh, I go from strength to strength as I stand before the Lord this morning. My strength is renewed. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that the blessings of the Lord is upon me. The grace of the Lord is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I will not be perverted. In the name of Jesus, for the blood of Jesus shield me from the perversion of this season. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed beyond the imaginations of men. I am blessed beyond the descriptions of men. In the name of Jesus, for the Lord will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. My supply will not be cut off. My supply is unlimited. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I want us to quickly pray with our brethren that is on the sick bed. Father, we come together. We bless you because you are God that heals. You are God that breaks the bands of sickness. We stand on your word. And Father, we believe your report. We do not believe the report of men. For your word has said, who is he that speaks and it comes to pass when the Lord commands it not? It is not from the mouth of the Lord. It will not stand over their life. In the name of Jesus, report of men is cancelled. And we establish the report of the Lord Jesus. And here is the report of the Lord Jesus Christ for you. By the stripes of the Lord you are healed. Here is the report of the Lord for you. He has carried your grief and he has carried your sorrow. Oh, the chastisement of your peace is laid upon you, the Lord Jesus. And by the stripes that is upon him, you are healed in the name of Jesus. That is the only report that is submitted, and that is the only report that we choose to believe in the name of Jesus. The Lord defeat every tokens of the enemy. The Lord frustrate every tokens of the enemy over your life. I speak life into your body system in the name of Jesus. Every aspect of your body, I speak the life of Christ into them in the name of Jesus. Oh, every cell in your body, they come back to life right now in the name of Jesus. That which is deemed dead, they are back to life in the name of Jesus. I speak to your bones. I declare that bones come back to its place in the name of Jesus. Everything that has been displaced in your body, they are rearranged and replaced in the name of Jesus. Oh, you are established in the house of the Lord. You are established in the court of our God. Therefore, you cannot bear infirmity in your body and appear before the Lord. Your healing is perfected in the name of Jesus. You are covered with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God, today we are still continuing from where we stopped yesterday on this matter of prophecy. Let me tell you honestly, I would have loved to round it up today and even talk about something else. But I believe there is somebody listening to me today that this word needs to get to you. And that is why the Holy Spirit is compelling us to emphasize on this subject that we have been talking about, and it's on the subject of prophecy. If you had not been listening to it, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to them. We started last week Wednesday. We did it from Wednesday to Saturday, and this week we did it yesterday, and we are still talking about it today as well. And I've been able to establish from the scripture that the word of the Lord does not lack the capacity to fulfill itself, but it is you, it is your disposition to the prophecy that has been given unto you that has hindered the establishment of this prophecy. From what we have been saying since Tuesday, I've been telling you that you do not just receive prophecy and keep it under your pillow. You are to receive prophecy and run with it. You are to receive prophecy and war with it, because prophecy has to be nurtured in the place of prayer so that you can give birth to its fulfillment through prayer as well. You don't just receive prophecy and stay behind and just believe that everything will be good. If you are not careful, you might not see the fulfillment of this prophecy in your lifetime. That is why, as a child of God, receiving the prophecy is almost the easy part. Now, the work begins once the word has been declared, because it is a word that is spoken out and it is witnessed by three different kingdoms: the kingdom of God, the kingdom of men, and the kingdom of darkness. Now, you are in the middle, the owner of the prophecy. As far as God is concerned, his thought for you is for you to prosper and be established. So the kingdom that you need to take care of is the kingdom of darkness, because your word has been spoken out. Every hand are on deck to make sure that this word does not come to fulfillment. This word is not fulfilled in your life. Understand this. The devil cannot change God's word for you. The devil cannot change the word that has been spoken out unto you. But you, if you are not attentive, can delay, prolong, or by means of disobedience, cancel the prophecy that is spoken, the prophecy that is upon your life. By the grace of God, this morning, the little that we can cover, we are still going to cover it. And if the Lord is still directing us, we'll continue tomorrow. This morning we are reading from the book of Colossians chapter 2 verse 14 and 15. Reading this place, if the space will permit us today, we are going to say one or two words of prayer from this aspect. But I want you to understand that God's word over your life can never be defeated and can never change. Colossians chapter 2 verse 14 and 15, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances which was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let me say this word of prayer over you, that every evil word that has been spoken concerning you, evil prophecy that has been released upon your life, upon your lineage, is cancelled in the name of Jesus. Now, beloved, this morning, I want us to come to the understanding that God's word are ever potent. They are ever potent for all season, in and out of season. His word to you through prophecy cannot be changed by any external forces. But the fulfillment of this prophecy can be delayed if the owner of the prophecy refused to wage war over his prophecy. Let me summarize that again, that we should come to the understanding that the word of the Lord is ever potent. It is potent in and out of season. His word for you cannot be changed, but the fulfillment of the word can be delayed if you, as the owner of the prophecy, choose not to do your part in giving birth to the fulfillment of that prophecy in the place of prayer, travailing in the place of prayer to bring forth the fulfillment of your prophecy. Listen to this. The enemy will not want your prophecy to be fulfilled, because every single prophecy fulfilled is a defeat unto them, is a defeat for the kingdom of darkness. And that is why they will not stop at any instant to see that the fulfillment of this prophecy is delayed and not fulfilled in your life. You cannot just sit and fold your hand and be waiting that the prophecy will come. You have to do your part. I want to believe you have heard of the story of these two men who went to consult the oracle, and the oracle told them that one of them is going to become the king and the other is going to die of poverty. Now, the one that was said was going to be king did nothing with this word. He did nothing with this prophecy, only to sit down, fold his hand, put his chair in front of his house, and keep telling people that they should pay him homage because he was going to be king. But the other guy that was told that he was going to die of poverty went out into the far forest and he began to cultivate the land. Now, if he was going to die of poverty, he's sure not going to die of hunger. And so he planted so much that he had more than enough to eat. And lo and behold, there was a time of famine and there was nothing for anybody to eat. Somebody brought a suggestion that he saw the man that they said he was going to die of poverty. He saw him far in the forest with a lot of food, that they should go there and speak to him. Beloved, they went to this man, spoke to him, and they, in exchange for him giving them food, they made him king. And the guy that prophecy is upon his life that he was going to be the king was not taken as the king. The other person that was told, that was foretold that he was going to die in poverty, now became the king. Beloved, I have seen things on this earth. Even the scripture just said it, that I have seen princes walking on the floor, walking barefooted, and servant on the horse. Because there is a place of warring for your prophecy. There is a place whereby, as a child of God, you have to arise and fight and establish, enforce your place in the fulfillment of life. Enforce the fulfillment of the prophecy that has been said concerning you. Things around you will not want that prophecy to be fulfilled, because your prophecy is going to be a liberation. The fulfillment of your prophecy is a liberation unto generation. There are lives that is attached unto the fulfillment of your prophecy. The place we read yesterday, that is 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18. Paul gave a charge to Timothy. This charge I commit with thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. That is Paul giving a charge to Timothy, that there is a prophecy that has been said concerning you, that has gone ahead of you. Do well to arise and fight and enforce the fulfillment of this prophecy. Don't just fold your hand. Refusing to contest in warfare for the fulfillment of your prophecy in your life is like a son of a wealthy man who, after his father died and has left him a lot of inheritance, refused to process, refused to contest, refused to press hard to take ownership of his inheritance. Contest in prayer. Don't just sit down and fold your hand. Contest in prayer. Don't just sit down and fold your hand. Enforce the fulfillment of God's word in your life. There are principalities, there are powers that will ensure that these words are not standing, that will ensure that the prophecy will not come to pass in your life. Do you know how many that are dead today and their prophecy is roaming around? Do you know how many that is walking aimlessly on the surface of the earth today? Not because God lacks the ability to give them breakthrough, but because the enemy has been able to break through into their life to delay the fulfillment of the prophecy over them. Beloved, understand that Jacob insisted on the transformation. Jacob insisted on the transformation of his name through prayer. He insisted that, no, I will not let you go unless you bless me. Unless you change my name, I will not let you go. Understand something about prayer in the place of fulfillment of prophecy. I'm going to say this and I'm going to round up because of time and space. Trusting we will have time to talk about it tomorrow. I want you to understand it about prayer. Prayer will open you up to direction. When you stand in warfare, when you stand to war over your prophecy in the place of prayer, prayer will open you up to directions. It will open you up to step to take, where to go, what to call, and what to do to enforce your fulfillment. Jacob's name has to be changed for his prophecy to be fulfilled. His name cannot bear the fulfillment of this prophecy. So his name must be changed from Jacob to Israel to accommodate the fulfillment of God's prophecy over his life. Prayer will enforce the removal of generational cycle, generational pattern. It will cancel ordinances of evil on your life so that there will be a place for the fulfillment of the prophecy that is upon you. Beloved, I cannot overemphasize the place of warning in prayer. But let me round up by giving you this Bible verse. Understand that prayer is a weapon for you to war with. Standing on prayer to enforce the fulfillment of your prophecy, you can subdue, recreate by God's word in the place of prayer. You can enforce the fulfillment of your prophecy. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and verse 5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I am going to stop here and I want you to rise in prayer. The purpose of this series is not just to touch your emotion, but to propel you into prayer, to get you tired of your present situation, to get you tired of your present circumstances, and launch into prayer and ask for the fulfillment of your prophecy. Enforce the fulfillment. Enforce that which God has given unto you as your own inheritance. Enforce it and bring it to fulfillment in the name of Jesus. I want you to cancel every ordinances of evil over your life in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray today that you will give us understanding in the name of Jesus. We declare the enforcement of your word. We declare that our life is aligned to the fulfillment of your prophecy, of your words over our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, I am happy to inform you that today is Wednesday and tomorrow is the D-Day for the program that we have been talking about. Tomorrow is Thursday, the last Thursday of the month, the 28th of August, the D-Day for the program that we have been announcing to you for a while now. Is tomorrow by 12 noon at Oluwa Damilare Garden, beside National Open University along Songo Eleyele Road in Ibadan here. National Open University is right behind Tafu Arena. The program is going to start by 12 noon. We are starting by 12 on the dot. I trust that you are going to make it a day to come and appear appear before the Lord in Zion and receive strength and receive that which the Lord has programmed and prepared for you. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. I am looking forward to seeing you tomorrow for us coming together, seek the face of the Lord together as we receive blessing from Him. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Remember, the program is at Oluwa Damilare Garden beside National Open University in Ibadan, Sango Eleyele Road. National Open University is right behind Tafo Arena. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. And let me remind you of the coming of our Lord Jesus. He's coming very soon. Live your life for Him. The light that He has given to you, let it shine unto others that they might see the works of the Lord, that they might come to the kingdom of Christ through you. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.